Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Lighting the Lamp, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that shall not be made manifest, nor anything secret that shall not be known and come to light. Take heed then how you hear, for to him who has, more will be given, and from him who has not, even what he thinks that he has will be taken away. If we hear the words of this reading as addressed to our world, how do they apply? The message, clearly stated, is that those who light the lamp of truth will be able to see. Why else would one light the lamp? But the lamp would not only allow one to see, but to be seen as he or she really is, for what they really stand for. And for some, this can be problematic. Not to put words in Jesus' mouth, but if he were speaking about politicians, he would undoubtedly suggest that the lamp of truth would reveal not only those who work for the common good, for a productive country, but also those who seem more interested in themselves, in satisfying their ambition to win at almost any cost. The light of truth would reveal their motives, including to voters. And voters, I believe, tend to recognize truth when they see it. As the reading says, quote, "For nothing is hidden that shall not be made manifest, nor anything secret that shall not be known and come to light," close quote. But what if the lamp is not lighted? What if some would prefer the darkness where they cannot be seen? Not until the very end of the reading does the message refer to the loss that can result when one does not have what I believe is the holy abundance of truth. In our political situation, lack of light might indicate lies instead of reality, conspiracy theories rather than transparency, manipulating the truth rather than following it. Trying to control truth rather than seeking it is a dangerous pursuit, one that can lead to blindly establishing my opinion as the standard I choose over authenticity, over what is. Truth is not what someone declares it to be. Simply put, it exists independently of political arrogance and available to all who choose to see themselves in the mirror of reality, if they will look, if they will choose to light the lamp. Who do we see ourselves to be? Those who unite or those who divide? Those who seek the fullness of creation or those who recognize only personal desires? Listen to Jesus' prophecy at the end of the reading and interpret it as you will. Quote, "Take heed then how you hear, for to him who has, more will be given, and from him who has not, even what he thinks that he has will be taken away." Close quote. Let us choose to light the lamp.